I believe Bruce is ready to go.
All right, Pat, I'm down here with Michael Bush. This was a terrific ball game tonight. And the one thing that you guys have shown an awful lot about is the versatility of how you can win different games. You guys seem to stay in it. You can use small ball like you had the last two nights. It's really been fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, guys like Birdie coming off the bench and getting a huge stolen base, which opens up a base hit like that for Matt Shaw. I know Nico walks, but opens up a hit like Matt Shaw's to kind of drive him in and just end the game right there.
Mully and Hall, always a delight to talk to our guy, Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you, bud?
Good morning, guys. And, you know, I appreciate you guys and the great production people that you work with making me look good all the time coming on the show, even before I come on. So thank you for that.
Well, Bruce, you are a hardworking guy. You were there last night to the end, and you interviewed, as we heard, Michael Bush coming in. That was a great at-bat, Michael Bush. He almost placed the ball where they weren't playing, and he drives in that run, and then Birdie pinch runs and steals the base, and then obviously Matt Shaw with the big hit. I'm curious what Matt Shaw's secret has been, because since he has come back, 11 for 31, 355, four multi-hit games. That's in eight games. Bruce, it seems like he has addressed whatever was not working, and he seems to be the solution to that problem.
Time is what it's all about, guys. Time to play at the highest level, see what you have to fix, go back one level, and then more time there. This is a guy, you know, he wasn't drafted all that long ago. He doesn't have a lot of experience. I think the one flaw in the game of baseball these days is they rush them to get to the major leagues because there's a dearth of talent in the game right now. So with that in mind, it's like, well, we're not paying the middle range player anymore. We can't afford that. We're putting all our money toward the superstar. We're going to have to use four, five, or six young guys and wait for them to develop. And you're going to have to live with some of those growing pains. Some of these guys, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, were in the minor leagues longer than they are now.
Yeah, that is obviously very interesting stuff. When we talk about where the Cubs are at, they've obviously just won another series. Only four hits in game one, and then obviously needing extra innings. This is a pretty bad Colorado team. Do you think they sweep this series? Is it important to sweep against a team this subpar, or is it winning series? Is that all it's about?
Well, you know, winning series is how you end up winning, you know, 90-plus games. That's, you know, the call that we heard from Craig Counsell last year in late August, early September, when he said, you know, what are we doing here? We have to be a 90-win team. In order to do that, we need more talent. We need more people pushing forward. We're not settling for mediocrity. Basically, you know, like John Lackey said famously, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't come here for a haircut. Meaning, you know, he's coming here to win a championship, and that's exactly where they're at. The mentality is good. The importance for the front office to push forward and get good players and try to win. No better example of that than in right field when you have a guy like Tucker acquired for three good players to try to win this year. You know, how often do we hear that in Chicago now? We're going to win this year. And that was the comments that we heard from last year from the Cubs. And they're pushing forward. And so far, after a third of the season, they're living up to it.
As the Cubs get ready to go for the sweep against the Rockies, tune in to Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody today, 10 to 2 for a live broadcast from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. They'll be joined by Ian Happ for the 12 o'clock hour to talk Cubs and the baseball life. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deal for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store. All right, Bruce, Miguel Amaya, not so good. 4 to 6 weeks, an oblique injury. That's longer than I think people anticipated originally. What do they do in the interim?
Well, you know, they're lucky to have a major league quality catcher, you know, being coming up and being able to catch for them right now. As to whether or not McGuire is going to continue to hit enough Defensively, he can do the job. We saw last night the combination of him and Horton and how important that was, because they'd been working together at AAA. You know, they had worked together all spring as well. So there was a familiarity. It was the best outing by Horton by far. He had two outstanding pitches, you know, to go along with, you know, the fact that they're quality pitches on top of it. You know, 96 mile an hour fastball, an outstanding breaking ball, and showing a changeup here and there as well. Didn't have to use it as often against Colorado as he did in his previous start. But having an experienced catcher, you know, the offense right now, plenty good enough to get it done without Amaya not being there when Kelly doesn't catch. So, you know, right now they're in pretty good shape. But, you know, injuries are still a big part of what's happening for the Cubs right now. And hearing that Shota Imanaga is probably at least, at the very least, 3 weeks away, making that a 6-week injury rather than a shorter stint on the IL. That's a big thing to look at as well. Hearing not good things about Porter Hodge and his coming back from his oblique injury. Those are things that put Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins to work on the telephones.
What do you make of Genesis Cabrera signing with the Cubs, left-handed reliever from the Mets? Is he going to be a guy that can, I mean, I know he was DFA'd. Is he going to be able to help them immediately? Is he going to spend some time before coming here? What is your take on that move?
Well, they already have two really good left-handers right in the bullpen, something that they've needed. I don't know if you go with three, but fortification is what it's all about, signing as many guys as you can that have major league experience, have major league stuff. I think that's what you're seeing from Hoyer when we talked to him yesterday. You know, he talked about that this is going to be a seller's market, he feels, this year, not a buyer's market, and that that might be a little bit slow developing here over the next month or so. But, you know, teams like Colorado that are in right now, you saw a pitcher who used to be an outstanding pitcher, has had tough times as of late. Marquez, he's probably going to get dealt. And you saw him at his probably his best that he's pitched this year. Pitched a really good game against the Cubs yesterday in that ball game. So there are numerous guys on teams that are obvious that will be traded. As to when they will be traded, we're just going to have to wait and see on that.
Bruce, last night was a great example of the Cubs drafting and developing guys. Their first-round draft pick in 2022, Cade Horton got his first quality start as a major leaguer. Then Matt Shaw, the first-rounder in 2023, drives in the winning run. I think it's interesting because Mully asked a good question this morning. In what way do you think Craig Counsell has helped PCA the most or allowed him to flourish in the way that he has? Because the Cubs, whatever they're doing in terms of the developing of their young players, they're doing it right.
I think you guys touched on it in your previous segment, and that is consistency of the manager, right? The message is always the same, but there's also a positive and at the same time driving force, which is Craig Counsell, the way he goes about it. Like, we expect you to do this. You're doing really well at this, but we need you to do that if you're going to come back to the major leagues. This is not a demotion. It's getting more reps in at a position that we believe you are really good at. So the message, how it's delivered, consistency, all a part of what Craig Counsell does so well, and preparation for games. You know, this is one of the most prepared guys that I've been around as a manager for a long time. I mean, he is a couple of innings ahead, you know, as far as you see guys like Birdie and Brujan, an inning ahead of the situation that they may be coming in, getting coached up by, you know, the other coaches, talking about the tendencies of the other pitchers that might come in, that they might face, their moves to first base. Do they take a look at second base before they deliver? Do they look once and then throw the ball? All keys to winning ball games, like last night when you saw and talked about the fact, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong stealing third base, making that the huge tying run.
Bruce, what can you tell us about Drew Baker? That is the guy they traded Matt Theis to Tampa for. The White Sox making a move with their excess at the catcher position.
I have no great information on Drew Baker other than he's an outfielder. They feel he's somebody that can fortify what they're doing right now. Is he, the next diamond in the rough that they bring up? I don't know. You know, they need professional players at positions. You know, they're lacking there right now. Vargas is starting to step up his game. Look, if there was an All-Star game tomorrow, who would be the White Sox representative?
Miguel Vargas.
Probably Shane Smith.
Not a bad call. I mean, again, we're seeing a lot of player development, a lot of young guys who might have been at the AAA for other teams starting to do okay with the White Sox. You can't complain much about the starting pitching. It's been really good. There's going to be exceptions like Cannon last night that first inning just doesn't look good, gives up a lot of runs. It's going to happen, but I think there's better days ahead for the White Sox with their starting pitch.
Big start tonight for Matthew Boyd, given he was not as sharp as he typically is in his last outing.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, it's against Colorado, who's really played the Cubs tough here in these last two games. Now, it's ballpark assisted. You know, you weren't going to hit home runs. You know, the Rockies hit one, but it was a low line drive that got out of there. Last 2 days, you know, really, PCA hit a ball on Monday that should have gone about 430 feet, and that ball was just on the warning track, you know, caught. He ran down to first base and just stared at the ball. He just couldn't believe that wasn't a home run. Another part of the entertainment that he brings to the game. But no doubt that, you know, the Cubs entertain you and win games because of the tremendous versatility they have. Last night they did it with pitching and their legs to be able to win a game. And, you know, again, if you're going to be a outstanding team, win your division, go deep in the playoffs, that type of versatility has got to be there.
Yeah, I was saying to David this morning, it's a pity the Sox are playing the Mets right now, because they're playing better baseball. It's like they brought three major leaguers back from injury and they're playing better baseball. It's just they're playing a good team in the Mets and it's not showing.
Mike, it's not spring training.
Yeah.
It's the regular
You're
season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to play the good teams and the bad teams.
Right.
You know, look, the White Sox are in pace to win probably 10, 12 more games than they did last year. Is that good enough? No, it's not going to be good enough. You're still going to be considered a bad team, but are you feeling better about where they're going in the future? I think that's the key when you watch White Sox baseball.
Great stuff, Bruce.
See you, Bruce.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Thanks for getting
Have
up.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Bruce Levine. He does a great
job. Really appreciate his effort, because you know what? He was there. It did end late. It was extra innings. And he talked to the guy on the field, and he's talking to us this morning.
Yeah. Tremendous effort. He's a hardworking man. There's no doubt about it. Always fun to talk to Bruce.